Listening Comprehension, Part 1. The Filthy Rich. What should the global elite do in 2011? They could start by recognizing how unpopular they are. In the rich world, unemployment is high and likely to remain so. Non-elite folks with jobs will be happy to keep them. Few will get large pay rises. In several countries, taxes will rise and public services will dwindle. In 2011, the masses will be furious at the mess the world is in and will blame not only big bankers, but the global elite in general. Populists on the right and the left will promise to take on the elite. Any law purporting to bash bankers will be popular. The very wealthy will keep a low profile in 2011, at least in the West. They will spend less on loud displays of wealth, from diamond-studded tiaras to yachts too big to moor. They will spend their money in quieter ways. Even better education for their children. Medical care on call. And holidays far from envious eyes. They will also spend more on physical security for themselves and their families. And the coming wave of tax increases will drive them to devise ever more elaborate tax avoidance schemes. By contrast, the very wealthy in fast-growing emerging markets, such as China and India, will feel less heat. There will be exceptions, of course. Corrupt Chinese officials will be executed if caught taking bribes. Indian mining barons will face bloody protests from the people whose land they tear up. But in countries where economic growth approaches double digits, most people will feel that life is getting better and will admire the rich for their part in creating the boom.